You're listening to an African Elements top news story for February 9th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. How this NAACP LDF deal secures equal opportunity for Black students. By Darius Spearman. The NAACP Legal Defense Fund recently announced a major victory for students across the nation. On February 9, 2026, the organization finalized a settlement with the U.S. Department of Education. This deal officially blocks several directives from the current administration of President Donald Trump that threatened to dismantle diversity programs. For many families, this settlement represents a shield against policies that sought to limit the success of African American students in public schools. The conflict began when the federal government issued a Dear Colleague letter in early 2025. This letter suggested that many common equity programs violated federal law. Consequently, schools began to cancel affinity groups and diversity training out of fear. The LDF argued that these actions created a state of chaos and uncertainty. This new agreement ensures that schools can continue their essential work without the threat of losing federal funds. Statistics regarding the discipline gap highlight why these programs are necessary. Black students are approximately 4 times more likely to be suspended than their white peers. In terms of relative risk, if white students represent a baseline of 20%, Black students face an 80% relative risk of suspension. To understand this victory, one must look at the long history of the LDF. Thurgood Marshall founded the organization in 1940. Originally, it served as the legal department for the NAACP. However, the groups became separate in 1957 because of tax laws. The LDF focuses specifically on litigation and educational advocacy. This independence allows the group to fight long-term legal battles in the Supreme Court without political interference. The early mission of the LDF was to destroy the separate but equal doctrine. This doctrine came from the 1896 case Plessy v. Ferguson. Marshall and his team spent years proving that Black schools were never truly equal to white schools. Their hard work led to the 1954 Brown v. Board of Education decision. This landmark ruling declared that segregated schools were unconstitutional. The current work of the LDF carries this same spirit into the modern era. Many people believe that the struggle for school equity ended in 1954. In reality, the LDF had to fight for decades to make integration happen. Southern states used a strategy called massive resistance to avoid the law. In response, the LDF won cases like Green v. County School Board in 1968. This case required schools to remove the vestiges of segregation root and branch. It was a call for actual change instead of just words on paper. The movement then shifted toward ensuring quality inside integrated buildings. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 helped this effort by creating equity assistance centers. These centers help schools deal with issues like unfair discipline and lack of resources. The recent settlement protects these centers from being shut down by the current administration. This ensures that the progress made since the 1960s is not erased by new political trends. Surprisingly, the work of desegregation is not finished in many parts of the country. As of 2025, over 130 school systems remain under active federal desegregation orders. These districts have not yet reached what the courts called unitary status. This means they have not proven that they have fully removed the effects of past discrimination. The LDF monitors these cases closely to protect the rights of Black students in these areas. Achieving unitary status requires meeting specific standards known as the Green Factors. These factors include student assignments, staff diversity, and the quality of school facilities. Some districts struggle because of housing patterns that keep neighborhoods segregated. Others simply lack the will to change. The LDF provides the legal pressure needed to keep these districts moving toward true equality. The current legal battle started after a Supreme Court ruling in 2023. In the case of Students for Fair Admissions versus Harvard, the court ended race-conscious admissions in colleges. The Trump administration interpreted this ruling very broadly. In February 2025, the Department of Education issued a memo claiming that most diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts were now illegal. This caused an immediate ripple effect across the country. School boards began to worry that their inclusion programs would lead to federal investigations. Many teachers felt they could no longer discuss the ideals of freedom or the history of systemic racism. Programs meant to help Black students feel welcome were suddenly labeled as discriminatory by the government. The LDF stepped in to argue that the government was twisting civil rights laws to hurt the very people those laws were meant to protect. Educational funding disparities remain a stark reality. Schools with over 90% students of color spend an average of $733 less per student annually compared to schools that are predominantly white. Legal experts often speak about a chilling effect when describing these types of policies. This occurs when vague rules make people too afraid to exercise their rights. In this case, the 2025 memo made educators fear for their jobs. If a teacher discussed a book about the Black experience, they might face a report to the federal government. This fear led to a form of self-censorship in many school districts. The LDF argued that this atmosphere harmed the education of all students. When schools remove diverse perspectives, they fail to prepare students for a diverse world. Furthermore, this chilling effect specifically targeted the struggle for Black liberation by erasing its history from the classroom. The settlement helped stop this trend by clarifying that inclusive curricula are still perfectly legal. One of the most controversial tools used by the Education Department was the NDEI portal. This was an online website where parents and students could report schools for divisive ideologies. The administration claimed it was protecting students from indoctrination. However, civil rights groups saw it as a way to harass schools that supported Black students. The portal encouraged people to target teachers who used the 1619 Project or other diverse materials. The existence of this portal put immense pressure on local school boards. Even if a school was doing nothing wrong, the threat of an investigation was enough to stop their equity work. The portal often targeted affinity groups, which are spaces where Black students can find community. Educators use these groups to improve the mental health and academic performance of marginalized students. The LDF settlement has now forced the permanent removal of this reporting portal. The deal reached in early 2026 is a massive win for the LDF and its partners. First, the Department of Education agreed to stop using the 2025 Dear Colleague letter. It can no longer use that letter to justify investigations into diversity programs. Second, all related FAQ documents that discourage DEI work have been deleted. This removes the guidance that was causing so much fear among school administrators. In addition to these changes, the settlement protects the right to have inclusive curricula. It affirms that Black students deserve to see themselves reflected in their lessons. The deal also stops the government from requiring schools to sign certification pledges. Previously, schools had to promise they were not teaching certain topics to receive funding. Now, those loyalty oaths are gone, allowing for more academic freedom in the classroom. Barriers to advanced coursework also persist. Black and Latino students make up 38% of the student population but account for only 29% of advanced placement enrollment. Data shows why this equity work remains so critical. Schools with high numbers of students of color spend significantly less money than white schools. Specifically, schools with over 90% students of color spend $733 less per student every year. This gap adds up to thousands of dollars over a student's career. This lack of funding affects everything from building repairs to the quality of textbooks and technology. Closing this gap requires active effort from school districts and the federal government. When the government discourages equal opportunity work, it makes it harder to fix these financial disparities. The LDF settlement ensures that schools can continue to advocate for fair funding. Without these programs, the vestiges of segregation would only grow stronger over time. Protecting the legal right to fight for equity is the first step in fixing the money problem. The primary tool for protecting students is Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. This law prohibits discrimination based on race or national origin in any program receiving federal money. the Office for Civil Rights is the agency that enforces this rule. Usually, the OCR helps students who face harassment or unfair treatment. However, the LDF argued that the 2025 administration tried to use the OCR to do the opposite. The 2026 settlement brings the OCR back to its original purpose. It confirms that neutrality should not be used as an excuse to ignore racism. Federal guidance is supposed to help schools follow the law, not scare them away from helping students. By blocking the 2025 memo, the LDF has protected the integrity of Title VI. This ensures that the federal government remains a partner in the fight for civil rights. Equity assistance centers are often the unsung heroes of educational justice. These four regional centers provide technical support to schools struggling with complex issues. For example, if a school has a high suspension rate for Black students, an EAC can help them find better ways to handle discipline. They also help schools design programs for students for whom English is a second language. The Trump administration previously tried to cut funding for these centers. They argued that the centers promoted radical ideas. However, the LDF settlement secures the future of the EAC program. These centers are vital for schools that want to improve their political dynamics and educational outcomes. Protecting the EACs means schools will still have access to expert advice on how to be fair to all students. The impact of this settlement extends far beyond the classroom. When K-12 schools are prevented from doing equity work, students are less prepared for college. Statistics show that only 57% of Black students have access to the full range of math and science courses needed for college. This lack of preparation contributes to lower graduation rates at historically Black colleges and universities. In 2023, the graduation rate for Black students at HBCUs was 35%. By protecting inclusive curricula and advanced placement access, the LDF is helping to bridge this gap. Students need to be challenged and supported in their early years to succeed later in life. The settlement ensures that schools can focus on student achievement instead of political battles. It is a restoration of the constitutional promise made decades ago. Ultimately, this deal belongs to the students and parents who refuse to let their opportunities be taken away. Copyright, African Elements.